Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're on Radio Row, Meghna, in Philly at the DNC. And oh, who's that? I think it's Katy Perry. Uh-huh. Oh, what else were we going to do here? Oh, right. We were going to talk about what else happens tonight. Meghna, some union members with I Built the DNC t-shirts are already packing some things up, but the podium stays. Hillary Clinton will speak tonight. Katy Perry will sing. It's just a little bit more Katy Perry. Okay, there we go. We asked people this morning what they want to hear from Hillary Clinton tonight and what they thought of last night's marquee event, President Obama's speech.
I think it was great. I think that as far as Hillary Clinton tonight, I think all she has to do is tie the bow around the whole thing. You know what I mean? I think she doesn't really have to do much.
I was impressed. I think he touched all the marks he was supposed to. Brought out Hillary's strengths. I'm hoping to hear what she's passionate about, what she plans on doing for the American people and for the world.
President Obama was fantastic, and the surprise of having Secretary Clinton come out at the end was, I get the chills right now, seeing that embrace, literal and figurative, and a vision to the fact that we can continue on the positive, inclusive, diverse path we've been on as a nation.
Voters Carmen Guzman, Kathy Duff, Xavier Bell in Philly this morning. And last night, President Obama recognized Hillary Clinton's long career in public service.
Sometimes during those 40 years, she's made mistakes, just like I have, just like we all do. That's what happens when we try. That's what happens when you're the kind of citizen Teddy Roosevelt once described. Not the timid souls who criticize from the sidelines, but someone who is actually in the arena, who strives valiantly, who errs, but who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement.
Let's get here now political analyst Jamal Simmons in. He's a Democratic strategist. You know, Jamal, that obviously, as you said last Friday at the end of the RNC, the President Obama was throwing some shade. A little bit there, you know, that was directed towards newcomer Donald Trump. But yeah. Can that backfire on the Democrats, pointing out that there have been mistakes?
Well, listen, everyone knows there have been mistakes. So the worst thing to do is to act like something is not wrong when, in fact, something did go wrong. So I think it's impressive for the president to bring that up, talk about it, get it on the table, and then let's move on, because then voters will sort of trust you to keep moving. But if like you try to tell them that blue is green and they know that green is blue, right. that it's not.
Well, you say when something did go wrong, I mean, the Republicans can say there's a list, you know, of things. But you know, what do you think overall of last night and his, President Obama's, list of her achievements?
Oh, I mean, it's fantastic. I thought that President Obama did what he needed to do in terms of bringing people together, getting them focused on who Hillary Clinton was. We've seen that really all week of people talking about who she was in various ways, from President Bill Clinton talking about her as a person and their personal life together, to some of the people who are testifying to how she helped them and the programs that were created and how they've helped them in their lives. And so now here we have President Obama, who can tell you what it's like being a president of the United States and saying, here's somebody who's ready, and more so, Donald Trump is not ready, and he's a threat. And not only did President Obama do a good job, but also Joe Biden, and I was incredibly moved by Gabby Giffords.
Well, a wonderful speech, but President Obama called Donald Trump the Donald. Yeah. A homegrown demagogue, Vice President nominee Tim Kaine mocked Trump's "believe me" phrase, not very good imitation, but and here is Vice President Joe Biden's argument against Trump.
His imitation wasn't that good either.
Yeah, no. Here's Joe Biden.
No major party nominee in the history of this nation has ever known less or has been less prepared to deal with our national security. We cannot elect a man who exploits our fears of ISIS and other terrorists, who has no plan whatsoever to make us safer.
Donald Trump tweeting out, President Obama is talking about a world that doesn't exist. 70% of the people think our country is going in the wrong direction. Did the Democrats offset some of that last night?
I think the Democrats have been offsetting that all week. And I think from Joe Biden's remarks, where he also did a very good job in talking about what's important and what's so great about this country. And I think from both the Biden and Obama remarks, you get such an optimistic vision of where America is versus where Donald Trump sort of lays out, which is this dystopian vision where America is falling apart and it just needs some strong man to come in and save it.
But can they risk being too optimistic? If there are people who are really hurting and they feel as if they're being told by the Democrats, there's nothing to see here, you know, those are the people that the party needs.
You know, the presidential voice, the bully pulpit, is a force multiplier, to use a phrase. It does make people, if the president's talking down the economy is probably going to stay a little lethargic. If the president's talking up the country, people are going to feel better about it. So
and
it's
therefore
important
go out
to
and
keep doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yes. It's like you create what you are talking about. What does Hillary Clinton have to talk about tonight?
She's got to talk about the future. We've now been fully briefed on the past. We know who she is. We know where she comes from. We know the people who've been important to her. She even got nominated by a childhood friend who shouted out her parents, Hugh and Dorothy Rodham, who've now passed on. It's now Hillary Clinton's turn to talk about what she wants to do with the country, how she's going to make the country better, how she's going to heal some of the problems that still exist, and capitalize on Barack Obama's administration to make the place a better country.
Look, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were at loggerheads, you know, when they ran against each other, and they healed that. But
absolutely,
this is different. This is someone who's not. Does she go after Trump?
I bet she goes after him just a little bit, some glancing blows. But the real focus for her is going to be giving people a reason to vote for her, not just a reason to vote against Trump. I think we all know why he shouldn't be in office.
Well, that's, again, here and now. Democratic political analyst Jamal Simmons, thanks so much.
Thank you.